All right. Welcome to the Planning Commission meeting for October 1st, 2025, regular meeting, 7 o'clock. I'll be Chair, Nathan Washer, Connor Lunt, and Rachel Goetz. I almost forgot your name because I had to think about it. That was terrible. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
We'll start with a prayer. I'll give the prayer. Connor, would you do the Pledge of Allegiance after that?
Yeah.
Our Father in heaven, we're thankful for this beautiful day. We're thankful for this town that we live in and the great people that we have. Please bless that we'll go about our day and continue and help the town and go in a positive direction. Please bless that those that are around us that are sick and afflicted will find comfort and peace and the healing that they need. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. So discussion items, the setback variance for 79 North 400 East.
Okay, so he wants the setback variance because he wants it to be a living quarters? Is that what... That's the question.
Yes. He wants a living quarter for the shop garage with it on, but he's not here today?
He's not here.
Ask him a question. But this is the letter that they wrote us?
Yes. So he gave multiple options on there.
Yeah.
One, if it could just be a variance.
30-foot setback required to meet the 30-foot. Demolish or modify the front. Explore other potential solutions. Existing structure as storage with the intent of future addition to the west end of the home. I don't like, yeah. So, but we talked, the inspector called back and he said we would, if he wants to do it, he'd have to get rid of the first 5 feet and then we'd have to re-inspect the entire building because it's not a home right now. So it'd have to meet all the standards of the home.
So it would have to be brought up to date, which...
So all the structural code and everything would have to be met.
Which, like, it's not, I did hear that it didn't have, like, real footings and everything, which would make it...
But that would be on the inspector to check and stuff.
Right.
We can't, you know, run off. And then so, really, I mean, there's not much to talk about if they're not here to ask questions, but could... So it's, I'm assuming it's at 25 feet from the property line, because it's saying it's 5 feet back, but I haven't seen a map or anything. Could he open it and create an open porch? And then have it re-inspected, the whole thing? It'd still have to be re-inspected,
the whole
entire
thing. Yeah, re-inspected and brought. The problem, so the thing is, it's a garage right now, so it would have to be brought up to code in order to be...
A home? Yeah.
No matter what he does to it.
I'll say either way, they'd have to, it's got to be re-inspected, so. I mean, that's on them if they think they can get it to that at a reasonable cost, so. I guess we'll have to.
Yeah,
nothing more to discuss if they're not gonna.
Yeah, we responded to an email. We haven't heard anything else, so I don't even know if they aren't even gonna pursue that.
Is this still from the original email that they sent like 2-3 months ago?
Yeah.
They haven't had any more touchback on it.
No, I
texted him and he didn't answer me either.
So. Okay. And we get a lot of those, so
And then the Case property.
Yeah, so the Case property,
they're
not here, so that's another one where I told them I'd put them on the agenda if they had...
They want to come talk?
And I actually talked to that lady today, but she didn't seem to have any interest in pursuing the flaglot, so...
None of you guys are here to comment on any of the Case property, are you? Okay. Well, I guess if there's no discussion to be had, there's no discussion to be had. So we'll move on to approval of the past minutes. So, Planning Commission minutes for August 6th, last month.
2 months ago.
2 months.
We didn't have one last month.
Oh, August 6th, man.
I know, it's flying by.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Yeah. I'm just going to keep banking that smaller and smaller, too, until somebody complains. It's
not so bad on your phone. You can zoom in and look at it.
Yeah.
Like if they're printing it out, I'm like, oh, this is really good.
Chairman.
Yeah, I remember this meeting.
I'll entertain a motion to approve these minutes.
I'll make a motion we approve the minutes for August 6, 2025, Planning Commission meeting.
I second our motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Unanimous. All right, next on building permits. So it looks like Gus and Katie got a building permit.
Yeah, rolling. Well, they're trying to get out. So this is
for an outbuilding?
Yeah.
So I don't want it. It's my window.
Yeah,
block
right?
Your window?
Just tell them they can't have it. There's the thing.
This is on the corner here?
Yeah. So this is where we are right here. This is Connor.
This is window.
You
this
can't
is your
see
window.
All the weeds in that picture.
So this is going to be the shop. So he's already got the house, so it's just the shop. And it's just a shell.
Yeah, there's no power or nothing.
No
going
power
or
nothing?
No.
I think Mauricio's building it.
Yeah.
30 foot from the road. 5 on the side, 30 from the back. Do we know what the distance here is? What does it say?
That far.
That far.
However long that line is.
I mean,
it has to be 16 feet, right?
Yes, the lot's obviously big enough, and he's only 5 feet from there, 30 feet in.
Minus the house.
Yeah.
I don't remember how wide the house is. It's a big sum of a gun.
Yeah, it's here.
Oh, yeah. I think it's plenty of room.
Was it on? It was on the original drawing, though, wasn't it?
No, this is the original, so they just added the shop to the drawing. Well, maybe there's another one. It's
74 feet. 74
from the house to the shop.
30 is 104 feet. And then 5 and 30 is 35. So it's 104 minus what would be 214.
Maths.
Minus. How wide did you say it was?
Which one? 74. The shop?
74.
The house.
74. 74 and a half, 74.
110 minus 35. 75 feet, but that could be completely wrong between them. I just minus the shed and the setback and the house and the shed setback.
So. Yeah, that would be right.
You just wanted to stick it all the way over by your house.
They can't go there.
Yeah, I don't see anything with that. There's no power, no water. Should we ask him just to make sure?
What?
Yeah,
how far it is?
You don't trust my math?
No, I do. I believe you.
God.
I believe you, but
I make mistakes all day long.
So 5. Yeah. I'm screwing it up. I'll mess it up worse than you. 30 plus.
That's some good confidence he has there on that.
Yeah, you were right. I got faith in you. The iPhone says you were right.
Okay.
All right. You want to have any questions on it or anything? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion we approve the outbuilding for Gus and Katie Rowley.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Unanimous. I guess I can say, can I do the, it don't matter. What's next? Reports. You just had a couple re-roofs and some fences.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy today.
Otherwise, kind of boring.
Good news.
That almost matched our shortest meeting ever.
What's that?
So that almost matched our shortest meeting ever.
Shortest meeting ever when there was nothing at all?
Well, 9 minutes. It's 10 today.
11, 12.
You guys have anything you want to say? Public?
Just a question. Mm-hmm. Do you have a policy for variances? Policy and procedure? That you request the variance and then so forth? Is there a formal policy for variances? My experience previously, there is one, so I'm just...
You have to send it in.
They have to do a formal request and pay.
Ask for it.
Yeah.
But the request is a variance in a building permit, right? Is that how it's done?
No, it's a variance, any type of variance, when you vary outside of the...
That's what I thought.
Policy. I'm just wondering if you have one. Available.
I'll have to look. I haven't had any so far, or I haven't done any, but I will surely look, because this is the first variance as far as what we've looked at. They didn't even submit anything. They just wanted information.
They're very labor intensive, but I'm just wondering if you had that.
I don't have it with me right now. We can look and see if we can pull it up, but I haven't seen... I thought that the last one you had to ask for the variance in it, and then we had to go through it. But it's been, because when I read through it, but I'll look into it.
So this guy's question is whether the city would consider granting a setback variance that would allow it to be classified as a home. And so the answer to that is no.
Right.
But he could cut the first 5 feet off and try again if he wanted, right?
Yeah. He'd have to talk to the building inspector.
He's just asking about options and what
so
he can
his,
do.
The answer to his main question is no. We're not going to grant a setback variance to allow that structure to be classified as a home.
Without doing it, without being inspected and all the stuff done right. At least I wouldn't say.
Then it wouldn't be a variance.
Yeah. All right, if anything, if there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.